Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Luke Hancock won a national championship at Louisville, obviously now does a great job for ESPN and the ACC network, and he's kind enough to join us right now on the Zach Gelb Show as we have part of the Elite Eight. Four teams already have punched their ticket to the Elite Eight. We'll see four more coming up later this evening. Luke, appreciate the time as always. Thanks so much. How you been?
No, I've been great. Best time of the year. Been enjoying the hoops. Games were awesome for the most part yesterday. I mean, the UConn game got a little skewed there, but I think they got to flex a little bit, show the dominance, and then every other game last night was awesome right down to the wire. So best time of the year. I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Let me start you off, though, with Louisville. They hire Pat Kelsey. When their job was open, I said you should try to go get Scott Drew. He was going to tell them no and use that as his own negotiation tactic. And then after that, I thought either Dusty May or Pat Kelsey needed to be the head coach. I don't care if Kelsey was the third choice from some of these reports, but you heard him address the reporters yesterday. What's the initial reaction of Pat Kelsey landing with your alma mater?
Well, it's funny the way you asked the question, actually, because I think the initial reaction, starting with Scott Drew and kind of going down the tiers with coaches and the way this whole search played out, I think there were a lot of Louisville fans that were pretty disappointed to get down to a coach that wasn't maybe as high profile as Scott Drew. But I got to tell you, and I'm blown away by this, going into that press conference, I thought there was no way that Pat Kelsey could win day one. And I think he got an A+. I think he did a fantastic job in that opening press conference, just showing how the energy is going to get into the program. The turning point is here. I think people really embraced his message. He's done things like just going around the city and really just trying to ingrain himself in the community. I know it seems like there's only been there a few hours, but I'm really impressed with the reception after the press conference. And I can't overstate just how it wasn't that way as soon as he was announced. He just did a great job in a situation where I thought it might be impossible to win that opening day presser.
Yeah, and any Louisville fan that's not happy with the hire, I think you just got to have more realistic expectations. You know, I don't think Pat Kelsey is a bad hire, but getting the household name to Louisville with what's happened the last few years, I just never thought was really realistic, even with the brand and the history and the tradition that program obviously has.
Yeah. You know, in the state of Kentucky right now, we might have some unrealistic college basketball fans, you know, across the way at University of Kentucky. They're not too happy with that Oakland performance. And then at Louisville, I do think that there were some unrealistic expectations. You know, people throwing Jay Wright's name out there might as well have been throwing John Wooden's name out there. It just wasn't going to happen. But again, like to have seen you start with that first choice in Scott Drew and have kind of work your way down. Dusty May, Richard Pitino's name gets thrown in there, and there were a lot of boosters and some influential people in town that put their name behind that, all the way to Josh Schertz at Indiana State, who just signed with St. Louis. And you get to Pat Kelsey, and he showed up and just delivered the energy, had a great first message. And I will say, I didn't know a ton about Pat Kelsey. Obviously a great recruiter under the legendary Skip Prosser at Wake Forest, played for him at Xavier as well, kind of from a Chris Mack school of thought, which would probably puts a bad taste in Louisville fans' mouth. But you know, he's recruited at a high level. Jeff Teague and company at Wake, he was a part of recruiting those guys there. And from Hall of Fame coaches that work with us at ESPN to guys who have coached in the ACC to just all across college basketball, the reception with his name was very, very positive from people that were in the know. And then again, getting the fan base on board in that opening presser was so key.
Luke Hancock here with us. So you've reached the mountaintop of college athletics, winning a championship at Louisville. So you know what it's like to be able to survive in advance and then get it done on the biggest stage. But this tournament, more than any other tournament that I can remember, like you look at Auburn, you look at Kentucky, missing dunks, missing layups. Last night, you had just so many missed layups by Arizona. You have Baycott just missing that dunk as well. That, to me, has been the mystifying part of the tournament, how close some of these teams have been getting to the hoop, literally at times touching the rim, and just not being able to put the ball in the basket.
Yeah, it's one of those things. The pressure just gets bigger and bigger, and it really magnifies. I always say this, the round of 64 and round of 32 games are special. Just any NCAA tournament atmosphere is awesome. But every time you move sites, once you got that week to go back home or a few days to go back home, and then you play the following week, that's when it just ratchets up in terms of the pressure, the media exposure. You're just so locked in and focused. It can tighten some teams up. I think it's going to be really interesting, especially tonight, to see these teams that maybe haven't been tested, have been blowing teams out of the water, versus teams that have had some close games, have had an overtime game, for example, and how that kind of gets you in rhythm. You certainly saw that with NC State in the ACC tournament, winning five games in 5 days. Everybody was talking about these legs are going to wear out, but the tournament atmosphere is different. And it was so impressive from Kevin Keats' squad that in the second half of all those games, NC State got better. Even big DJ Burns was more impactful in overtime and in those second halves than he was through most of the matchups.
Let me get your thoughts on Clemson. Obviously, no one thought they would be in the Elite Eight before the tournament did commence. And from wire to wire last night, they were the better team up against Arizona.
Yeah, I thought their poise when Arizona made their run was really impressive. Some of the coaching changes and adjustments that Brad Brunell made going zone and kind of mixing up the man zone down the stretch was really big. But if you were locked in on the game, some of the slip screen actions and the way that they were running their offense in the half court set, when jumpers were tough to come by, Brad Brunell did a great job of scheming his way into some layups. They had it on the out of bounds underneath. They had it on running Joe Girard off some screens where you're paying attention to the shooter. And oh, the big guy slips right to the rim. The adjustments were really impressive by Clemson. And I just think them jumping out to an early lead and getting control of the game was so key. And then it was awesome to see really the X factor for the team, Chase Hunter, knocking down some shots, getting to the rim, making some big plays down the stretch.
The lack of offensive success last night for R.J. Davis was stunning. And I know in the Arizona performance, you saw the same thing with the former Tar Heel in Caleb Love as well. I feel terrible for R.J. Davis with all that he's done for UNC. But what's the biggest takeaway a day later from how that Alabama and UNC game did play on out?
Yeah, I went to sleep with the same feeling I woke up with, just how did they lose that game? They seem to be in control. And you really do feel for RJ because he's been so good all year long. That was the only game of the season he did not hit a three-point shot. He was 0-for-9, and so was Caleb Love. The first time in the NCAA tournament, two guys have been 0-for-9 on the same day, and it happened to be some old teammates and player of the years in their respective conferences. But you'd certainly feel for those guys. They've done so much for Carolina, just weren't able to cut down the nets after a tournament, an ACC tournament or an NCAA tournament. But they've done so much. They've had these legendary careers. You got to tip your hat to Alabama and Nate Oates, just plan, giving up open shots to certain guys early, but really locking in on RJ. I thought they were going to get blown out of the water early in that game, but they stuck to the plan. They made a few adjustments, and then Grant Nelson was special. It's kind of why I'm so excited for the next game. You talk about versatility, bigs that can shoot it, that can dribble, that can drive and do a little bit of everything. It's going to be electric when PJ Hall and Grant Nelson get the matchup in this next round.
Talking to Luke Hancock right now on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. A few years removed since we've seen Coach K and then also Roy Williams walk away. When you look at the job that Hubert Davis has done and also John Shire, he has a big game tonight, could get into the Elite Eight. Just where are you kind of at with your satisfaction level with both those two guys?
Yeah, I think UNC's body of work this year was really impressive. They get a one seed, they win the ACC regular season title. They hadn't done that, in 5 or 6 years, I believe. So I give him a really high grade. Nobody's going to give him an A+ because you only get that grade if you cut down the nets at the end of the year. And that was certainly the expectation for this crew. But I just think it's really impressive that Hubert Davis can bring in these transfers and get them to just meld together so well. He did it with Brady Manek and that crew a couple years ago when they made it to the national championship game and just kind of ran out of gas in that last 20 minutes. He did it this year with Harrison Ingram, Cormac Ryan, Withers, all those guys. But, you know, the next step is going to be really interesting to me. Does RJ stick around? Can they build off of this young talent? And they got a lot of it coming in, both Carolina and Duke do. And then these are going to be the most sought after destinations in terms of transfer portal players. Carolina and Duke, those brands, what they can offer in NIL, just the exposure you get and the chance to win a championship. They're going to go out and retool and be ready to make a run next year. I have no doubt in my mind.
When we flip the page and get to tonight, I know you brought it up briefly, but I do like Marquette to beat NC State. I do like Purdue to beat Gonzaga. I think the two flip of the coins are Houston, Duke, and then Creighton, Tennessee. I kind of have changed my opinion in the last 10 hours or so where I'm going to pick Duke to beat Houston, and I like Creighton over Tennessee. Where do you kind of lie with those two games between the Blue Devils, the Cougars, and then the Blue Jays and the Volunteers?
Yeah, for some reason, I'm with you, man. I've actually changed my tune a little bit. I had Tennessee in the Final Four when I first filled my bracket out. But Creighton, I love the pieces to the puzzle. Trey Alexander's a guy that's really going to go after the defensive assignment on Dawn Connect. I got the Creighton Blue Jays winning that one. I think they're really well coached, and I love the pieces. You know, great point guard play. Baylor Shireman can really fill it up, an elite shot-blocking defensive center. Tennessee's tough. They got a lot of veterans, but I just think shooting the basketball and just having some legit scorers and also that matchup, Trey Alexander, Dawn Connect, I think Creighton gets it done. And then the other side, you know, I don't know how many times Duke has to hear the narrative that physically they're going to go out there and get beat up until they decide that's not going to happen. It's never been more talked about than in this game right here, that they're going to go in there with a bunch of young guys and a bunch of soft players, and Houston's just going to backyard beat them up. I think when you tell those guys that all week long in your preparation and you just get them locked in and focused on we have to be the aggressors, that's going to favor Duke. And they have elite shot making and elite talent, one of the most talented starting fives in the country. The only thing that makes me nervous is the pace and the physicality Houston plays with. Duke, especially in this last few weeks of the season, backcourt rotation has been incredibly thin. They can bring a couple guys off the bench to help with the bigs, but backcourt guys to spell those three starters, the three-headed monster, if you will. It's going to be tough. Caleb Foster getting injured late in the season was really tough, but I'm with you. I got Duke in a close one.
Luke Hancock, before we let you run, here's the toughest question. How does anyone give UConn a game? Put your player cap on for a second.
Yeah, first of all, you got to do something with Big Donovan Kling, and he has been special, so dominant down there. They just keep coming at you. And I've been so impressed really locking into some of these half-court sets that Dan Hurley has these guys running. It is a machine. So I think you're going to have to shoot the basketball really well. You're going to have to take care of the rock. And you got to have somebody that can match up to some degree with Donovan Klingon in the middle, and you'll give yourself a chance. Although I think Tristan Newton may be playing as good as anyone in the entire country right now as the head of the snake for that crew.
He's Luke Hancock, does a great job, ESPN, ACC Network. We still acknowledge him as a national champion, even though the NCAA does all that bulk.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/grow.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crap, but I've screamed about that enough throughout the years. So, Luke.
They still gave me the MOP for whatever reason, but I guess, you know, we'll take what we can get.
Love that. Well, anyway, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much for doing this.
Thanks, man. Talk soon.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
eBay Motors es tu socio seguro. Con trabajo, piezas nuevas y mucha pasión, transformaste una carrocería oxidada con 100,000 millas en un vehículo totalmente singular. Juegos de frenos, faros, lo que necesites, eBay Motors lo tiene. Con Guaranteed Fit de eBay, te aseguras que la pieza le quede a tu carro a la primera o se te devuelve tu dinero. Y a estos precios, quemas llantas y no dinero. Mantén vivo ese espíritu de Ride or Die, baby, en eBay Motors. eBayMotors.com. Solo para artículos elegibles. Se aplican restricciones.